صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Ali bin Muhammad alayhi salam is the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He is well known by two titles, Al-Hadi, the guide, and Al-Naqi, the pure one. When his father Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam was poisoned, Imam Ali al-Hadi was approximately 8 years old. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was unmatched in his character and knowledge. No one was more learned or generous than him at his time. He was always soft-spoken, pious, and gentle with others. When Mu'tasim poisoned Imam Hadi's father, Imam al-Jawad, he did not know what to do with his son, Imam al-Hadi. Imam al-Hadi was only 8 years old and already started winning the hearts of the people. If Mu'tasim imprisoned him, the people would revolt. But if he did nothing, he knew that Imam al-Hadi would earn everyone's love and loyalty and overthrow him. He thought of a plot and decided to teach the Imam the Quran through an educated Quran teacher that hated the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, because of their piety and knowledge. As the class started, the teacher thought to himself that he can translate the verses of the Quran however he liked, and the Imam won't have a clue. As the teacher went to report the progress to Mu'tasim, he told him that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is not a student, rather he is a teacher, and he is more knowledgeable than me. Mu'tasim got so angry that he wanted to kill his own men. When Mutawakkil became the new ruler, he was one of the cruelest rulers and he loved to shed the blood of the descendants of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Shia. Mutawakkil was a sinful and cruel man like the Umayyad Yazid. He loved living a life of immodesty and intoxication and was always surrounded by singing women and wine. Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam was kept under house arrest and the Khalif watched every move he made through spies. At first Imam al-Hadi was living in Medina, but later Mutawakkil ordered that the Imam be arrested and brought to his capital Samarra with his family. Mutawakkil was a cruel and brutal man who was well known for his hatred of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. In particular, he would kill, torture and imprison anyone who went for ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. Mutawakkil tried flooding the grave of Imam Hussein in Karbala but also failed. Mutawakkil was unable to bear Imam al-Hadi anymore. It bothered him that people talked about the virtues and vast knowledge of the Imam, and that the Shia believed in his imamate and believed that he was worthier of the Khalifa than himself. Therefore, he tried to assassinate the Imam and get rid of him, but however he failed to achieve his aim. Imam Hadi alayhi salam resorted to Allah and prayed to him with a holy dua, known as the dua of the wronged against the unjust, which is one of the treasures of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allah responded to the prayer of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and revenged on his enemy severely. After this prayer, Al-Mutawakkil lived no more than 3 days. After Mutawakkil, a few more rulers came to power and the Abbasid government kept on watching the Imam and plotting day and night to do away with him. At that time, the Turks were running the government and were the power behind the scenes. At this time, another cruel ruler came to power. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam became a heavy burden on the new Abbasid ruler. After he saw people talk about the virtues, knowledge and piety of the Imam, he became angry, envious and spiteful against the Imam. His ego led him to commit the worst crimes in Islam. The cruel Abbasid ruler poisoned the Imam and the poison reacted in all his body. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam buried his father and buried with him the values of knowledge, patience and piety in Samarra.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.